it was performed at the high school there. The teacher there did it with the young kids.
Oh.
And they all came up to me, not the ones that I had in class, but the ones that sang there. Mm-hmm. They knew of me, and they said it was the most beautiful thing they'd ever heard. And I was really surprised that these young people would respond so much to such a very stark piece.
Fascinating.
But it has a tremendous power.
Yes, and once again, the dramatic use of the Baroque formal procedure.
Yeah, and you know, in just the one line, you know, it is very concise. It doesn't
yes.
elaborate or anything. And yet, in one line, Eric presses the whole meaning of this line, whether it is happiness or sorrow. It is so well, I think, expressed there.
Yes. In this year, too, we see the publication of a single song, a song entitled Liebeslied, as part of an anthology or collection of by Universal of young Austrian composers. Was this a general circle or league of composers, or how did
no, Universal Edition at that time planned this volume of where they wanted to give a collection of songs of Austrian composers. And you must know that there were so many. I mean, numerous, you know. And some of them were already quite old, much, much older. I think mm-hmm. Eric was one of the younger ones. And naturally, he had already, by that time, made a name for himself. And he had this wealth of songs, which he all, you know, submitted to Universal. And it is very characteristic what they chose. I don't think they can be blamed for choosing this, because it is a very powerful, fine song of his. But it is one which does not show as much his gift of melody and tenderness, maybe, and charm
mm-hmm.
or anything that characterizes him in other songs.
Mm-hmm,
it is, again, a very stark ostinato. He was very fond of his ostinatos.
Therefore,
his favoring the Passacaglia.
Right.
Basic germ of idea. And this has this it's a heartbeat, you know, of this unhappy girl that goes through the whole piece, you know, and we can feel her anguish through that beat. But all the other songs were not taken. Now, I don't know, I do not have the volume and I didn't study. Maybe they only took one song by each composer.
Yes, they did. Yes, there are about 20 or 21
Eric
young composers.
Eric was kind of disappointed at that mm-hmm. time.
Yes, just one per composer. In the year 1936, we see the publication of a set of seven songs. This set for soprano, and I think we can talk about some of these because, again, you figure quite prominently. There is a song called Forget Me Not, which is dedicated to you, and you told me a marvelous anecdote about the way that song came into being.
Well, that was my impression. It came to being on New Year's Day. Eric composed it on New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And on New Year's Eve, there was a party at my parents' house. And that was the time before Eric was forbidden the house.
Yes,
so there were all these young people. My parents were very fond of young people and very hospitable. And a party at my parents' house usually meant a great many of
mm-hmm.
young people having a good time. And so we were there, and it, you know, became already quite late, 1 or 2 o'clock when you are just sitting, you know, and a little weary. And I had at that time a blue dress.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting next to Eric, and it was kind of this kind of mood, you know, late
mm-hmm.
in the evening. And the next day, he composed that song.
Mm-hmm.
And a great many sad thoughts went on in his soul, because we were already very, very close, and yet there was this impossible, you know, borderline between us, you know?
Yes.
Because my parents didn't agree. And they had nothing against Eric joining our circle of friends at that time. Mm-hmm. We just thought, we said no, and that's it, and the whole thing will blow over.
Right.